Having a baby is supposed to be a magical, life-changing, and sometimes a life-affirming experience. And when all goes well, those fortunate enough to leave the hospital with a healthy baby and a lifetime ahead of them. However, for many people, they may also be leaving with a huge medical bill that they can't afford to pay. And for many people, they don't even understand what the charges are. Idaho Statesman investigative reporter Audrey Dutton had her first baby this year. And then she wrote an article about how convoluted our healthcare system can be. She joins me live in studio to talk more about her experience, the article she wrote, and the takeaway that she says every person needs to know. Welcome to the show, Audrey.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me first about, you know, your background, because you've written about healthcare. I believe you worked in healthcare for a while.
I worked on the business side of a clinic doing some billing and coding.
So had some experience then with the process.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So when you go to have your baby, you think, okay, I understand how the healthcare and insurance part of this works.
I was really excited, actually, to see my bill and to see how it was going to all be handled, because I've been covering healthcare now for 7 years in Idaho, and I just am really fascinated by how the system works, and I was excited to be a patient for 9 months and see what my bills would look like, my EOBs, my explanation of benefits, and just see how the systems would interact with each other.
I love this because I think most people would not be excited to see their bills.
Yeah.
But because you'd been covering it for so long, did you feel like you had a good handle on how it works here in Idaho?
Yeah. I understood some things, like when I was getting an ultrasound, I knew that my doctor was part of a health system, part of a hospital. And so I expected that my ultrasound would have some hospital associated charges with it. It would be more expensive, like those sorts of things. Mm-hmm. I felt like I was a pretty informed consumer.
And then navigating the system for 9 months, you said right in your article, it was a refresher course in how convoluted, secretive, and occasionally magical American healthcare can be. Can you explain that and what you meant by that?
How convoluted it is?
Well, and how convoluted it is, because you go into a lot of depth on that, mm-hmm. because there's all of this. There are just so many layers to it, because like you said, it's not like you get a bill that explains everything.
Right. Well, I have to say that my healthcare providers and almost everybody I encountered in the entire experience were great. They were awesome. They were obviously in healthcare for the right reasons. The system is just set up so that it's really confusing. You'll have a lab that bills you, except they run it through your health insurance first. Your health insurance has a negotiated rate with that lab. Hopefully your lab is in network. If they're not in network, then you have an out-of-network rate that you have to pay. And it's just, for any consumer, every little thing that you have done, you have to be on top of it. And even if you're on top of it and you're well-informed, you can still end up in this confused mess.
Yeah. The thing that surprised me is when, and you just said this, when you talked about the fact that they are negotiating rates, mm-hmm. I had no idea that happened.
Yeah.
So talk about that. I mean, did you know, were you aware of that before being a patient?
Yes. So so when you, just to kind of explain what a negotiated rate is, so your insurance company, you're a member of an insurance company, mm-hmm. and part of their selling point to you is they get you a discount. You're paying a premium, you're as a member, and you get a discounted rate off of the rack rate is what I kind of call
okay.
it, off of the total price, which in my case, when I added everything up, was about $41,000.
Before insurance.
Before insurance.
Okay.
After insurance, we ended up paying the out-of-pocket maximum, which they could have billed us $1 million and we still would have only paid our out-of-pocket maximum. That's a whole other thing.
That's a whole other issue, right? A whole
that's
other
how
article.
Your plan is designed.
Okay.
But yes, so insurance companies will negotiate with healthcare providers ahead of time how much they're willing to pay. I don't understand that process. It's really complicated. I learned a little bit about it covering a trial that went on for weeks between the health systems, and it brought in how they were negotiating with health insurers and how if they were bigger and had more clout, they could get more favorable rates for themselves.
Mm.
So they negotiate the rates that they're going to pay, and that's what the insurance ends up paying. And then your copay and your coinsurance can be based off of those rates.
So it's all dependent upon them negotiating, like everyone negotiating.
Yes. Yep.
And
cutting deals.
Cutting deals.
We have no idea what those prices are.
So that's what you say, not just about convoluted, but not being transparent.
Right.
Because people don't know that this is going on.
Right.
And then you get a bill.
Right. So in some states, the rates are a little bit more transparent. They have databases where you can kind of look up what insurance companies are paying for things and charging, how much the providers are charging. Medicare has done a good job now of releasing some of that information for Medicare. A lot of that stuff is going to be for Medicare, people who are on Medicare, which are generally mm-hmm. going to be older, and so you don't see a lot of maternity coverage in there. In Idaho, we don't have that. We have really poor transparency around healthcare in all kinds of situations, like all the different databases that are available. Oftentimes I'll get really excited to hear about a new open record or database, and Idaho's not in it.
Oh, so then there's that.
Yeah.
I'm speaking with Audrey Dutton. She's an investigative reporter for the Idaho Statesman. We're talking about her recent article titled, "I Thought I Understood the Healthcare System, Then I Had a Baby." You talk in your article, Audrey, and you said this is the takeaway. If there is one thing people need to take away from that article, is the CPT code. Explain what that is and why it's so important, because this did not show up on some of your billing.
Right. I used to have Aetna. I had Aetna for 10 years, and they include the CPT code on their explanation of benefits, which is the statement that you get from your health insurance provider. It'll often say, this is not a bill. And it has a rundown of what got charged to the insurance company from your healthcare provider. The CPT code is a procedure code. It's usually 5 numbers. And what it does is that is the specific item that was charged. So you can have an office visit and that'll have like 90215 or something like that. Or you could have a surgery and that'll have its own code. Why that's important to consumers is you need to know exactly what's been charged to you. Sometimes codes get messed up. I mean, it's human beings. So you want to know what it was that was charged to your insurance. So you're making sure that you're paying what you should be and your insurance company's paying what they should be.
Because at times there might be an overcharge or maybe a bill twice. And I would hesitate to say that's on purpose. I mean, as you said, human beings are entering all of this. Mm-hmm. Mistakes can be made.
Right.
And if you don't have that code,
right.
A, you don't know
right.
if you've been charged or if your mm-hmm. insurance company has been charged or how to fight it.
Mm-hmm. So in my case, I switched from Aetna to Blue Cross, got my EOB from Blue Cross, and it was like a list of 10 obstetrical services, and it didn't say what those were. And for me, that was just baffling because I got used to seeing what exactly had been charged mm-hmm. to me. And those obstetrical services ranged in price from $5 to $508. So it's really important
to know.
It'd
be nice to know what it is.
Yep, exactly. So I had to call, actually I emailed Blue Cross and asked them for the CPT codes and they gave them to me. And then we kind of went back and forth. And so the one thing that I think everyone should know is to get your CPT code. Just email your insurance provider or call the customer service. You can ask for procedure code. It's the same thing. And just make sure that you Google that and see if that's what actually happened in your visit.
Because you said that at one point there was something that just said shots.
Right. Two lines, shots. Yeah. Didn't say what the immunization was or anything like that.
Just a shot.
Yeah.
And that can be really confusing. But mm-hmm. also then how, if you have a dispute, how do you go about disputing that if you don't know what it is and if you don't have that CPT code?
Right. And disputing it's a whole other issue.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right. And so you need to be aware of that.
Yeah.
What was your big takeaway? What did you learn through this process just as a consumer, not as a journalist, but as a consumer, as a new parent?
I knew talking with patients over the past 7 years, and I mean having my own healthcare experiences too,
mm-hmm.
our system's really a mess. It's such a mess. This was just, I had like a textbook great pregnancy, great delivery. There were no complications. It still was monumentally expensive and confusing, and we had issues with, you know, lab billing and stuff like that that, you know, I think my takeaway is things are not fixed. How do we fix them? is way above my pay grade. Yeah. We need more transparency. We need for entities to be talking to each other and who are not. But I mean, they're businesses that are often set up to be in opposition with each other. So
it's hard to have that conversation when you're kind of set up to be fighting with each other.
We just need a really big change in our system. Yeah.
And what was interesting, too, is you have had tremendous feedback, but you've also had tremendous feedback from people from other countries because you tweeted this out.
Right.
And that kind of opened up a whole other can of worms in a sense, not in a bad way, but really people's experiences.
Yeah. Yeah. People from Canada, the UK, India were all baffled. I mean, Canadians know that the U.S. system's confusing and expensive. The thing is, you know, when we're doing we can't do an apples-to-apples comparison.
Right.
They're paying taxes that cover a lot of their health care. They don't see it directly as a consumer. That's really convenient and great. You don't have to deal with the confusing stuff, right? Mm-hmm. But I think to them, one person said, we only had to pay a couple $100s because we wanted a private room, or we ordered a television or something like that. And looking at my bill for $41,000, which was negotiated down to $22,000.
Right. But still for a textbook pregnancy textbook delivery.
Right.
And that's what the cost was.
Right. Actually, no, it wasn't negotiated down. It was $22,000 was for the actual delivery, negotiated down to $8,000.
Right.
Yeah.
But still, mm-hmm. a lot of people can't pay that.
Right.
Yeah. Audrey, I want to thank you for coming in and talking about this today. Audrey Dutton is an investigative reporter for the Idaho Statesman. Her article is still up online if you would like to read it. It was called, I Thought I Knew About Healthcare. I Thought I Understood the Healthcare System. Then I Had a Baby. So read that article if you haven't.